Welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson. The Cinnabar Theater in Petaluma will be having their annual gala benefit, Broadway Bash, now 4 years running. The event takes place February 29th at the DoubleTree Hotel in Rohnert Park. I'm joined by Diane Dragoni, Executive Director. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. This sounds really fun. Tell our listeners about what will be taking place at the Broadway Bash.
Okay, well, it is a sit-down dinner, and it's going to be a show. The show of this year is going to be entitled Encores, and basically we're going to be performing some of the greatest songs that we have had in the musicals in some of our past musicals, like, for example, The Man of La Mancha, Cabaret, La Caja Fall, Fiddler on the Roof, Bye Bye Birdie. So we have both the professional side and the young repertory performing. So the young repertory are going to be doing a couple of group numbers, and the professional singers and actors are going to be doing solos and duets. And there's a couple of total group numbers with everybody, and that will be at the beginning and then at the end. So it's going to be just a fabulous show. It's almost like you're going to a nightclub where you're sitting down and having a dinner, and you're watching a show. It's just fun.
Yeah, it's a wider range of offerings there.
Yeah.
So how do the proceeds benefit Cinnabar Theater?
Well, the everything raised that night goes directly to Cinnabar, primarily to our youth program. We offer scholarships to those underserved kids who are unable to come to our programs. And so we're able to increase the amount of scholarships that we provide. And we also help to sustain and produce and increase the value of our productions. So it's just, as you know, being a nonprofit organization that we are, our ticket prices, we try to keep them low. The revenue derived from the ticket prices do not even cover half of the expenses of our productions. So therefore, we need to rely on contributed income, which is the case of every nonprofit organization, basically, is that we're always fundraising for something. And we use the gala as our one opportunity to really raise our revenue. We have decreased the amount of fundraising events that we do. We're down to just doing the Broadway Bash because it is a signature event for our theater. It represents who we are, and it's a branding exercise, and so people can definitely hang their hat on the fact that we provide excellent entertainment, you know, for people throughout the year at the theater, and we do want to do the same thing at the gala.
Great. And tell our listeners who aren't familiar about Cinnabar about the history and what they can expect when they go into the theater.
Well, Cinnabar is a unique little treasure theater. It's an intimate theater in that we only hold 110 seats, and so there's never a bad seat in the house. We produce 6 professional shows a year. They range from musical to comedy to drama. We even do one opera a year. Like, for example, in June, we're doing Cinderella the Opera. And we do 3 our young repertory productions a year, main stage. Our young repertory division is very strong and vibrant. And in addition to the 3 productions, we have a summer camp in the month of July for the kids who are, we have 2 camps, Camp A, which is for 6 to 11, and then Camp B, which is for 12 to 18.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Diane.
Thank you for having me.
Again, we've been talking about the 4th annual Broadway Bash benefiting the Cinnabar Theater. You can find more information and tickets at cinnabartheater.org/Broadway-Bash. It will be happening on February 29th at the DoubleTree Hotel in Rohnert Park. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Charlie Swanson for today's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.